Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
This one?
Again, it's Charity Chuhart
and Gwendolyn LoveQuest, and you're listening to
Love Points.
Am I supposed to hear something? I mean, it's been so long, so I don't know if I'm
Can
hearing.
Can you hear me?
No.
Perhaps your headphones are not.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, man. Let me see.
Yeah, I can hear you. Loud and clear.
Do it again.
Loud and clear.
No, I got to get another pair of headphones.
Uh-oh.
Shit's fire. Save matches.
Okay. Well, it's been a bit. You know, we've been whiling away the summer, sizzling hot here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we had a whip-snapping thunderstorm the day before yesterday that took down a gigantic tree of mine, which I really hate because it was such a spectacular tree.
It was a spectacular tree. It was where, as close to where your Miss Piggy used to have her
near
place.
Her, it's near her resting ground,
yeah,
her final
exactly.
resting spot.
Let me
All
see.
Right, can you hear me now?
Oh, man, I can hear you
okay.
now.
Okay, you had faulty equipment.
I had faulty equipment. You know what? I chose because it was purple.
Okay.
They were purple headphones.
When are you going to learn? Black is our signature color. There we go.
Well... We're sipping Moscow Mule.
Oh,
today.
And they are delish. They are thirst quenching and problem forgetting.
Well, you know, you taught me how to make them, so I can't take.
Yeah, I have so few skills left that I have to hang on to the ones that
I'm
have.
A little heavier on the vodka than you are.
Well. I'm glad we did a show today because I need to talk to you about something that you're familiar with.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's not sex, obviously.
Is that the number after five?
I'm just kidding. I'm a kitten when it comes to
sex. A kitten. Well, it's some kind of animal. Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, my God. We need a phone call for this.
Mercury in retrograde. You know, for people who don't believe in astrology and all that, you need to understand that the life according to the stars has gone on since they first started keeping records.
Oh my God. I mean they're on rocks in caves.
Uh-huh. So there's something
the Egyptians,
to it.
Egyptians.
There's something to it.
The Mayans. Check out the Mayan calendar. Yeah.
You know, I
the planets,
have to say
the stars.
Until I met you and got to familiar with Andy. Who does charts and all of that. And
she does. We need to have her on as a guest because she's awesome.
Phenomenal. I kind of didn't believe in it that much, but I have to tell you, sister, I'm starting to believe. I guess I didn't pay attention that much before, but man, oh man.
A Chevitz, what a wine. I know. And right now I'm looking here.
It might be the FCC. We might have cursed one time too many.
It's me. Oh, it's Hal. Hold on one second. Hey, Hal. Hal. Hi, darling. I'm going to call you back. I'm in the middle of my podcast show. You're on the air.
Keep it dirty.
Yeah, keep it. Bye-bye. I'll call you back, baby.
Hey, that's not like we can't get men. They just don't have great timing, that's all.
Yeah, and they're usually over the phone.
Yeah. They phone it in.
I'll take it anywhere I can get. Hey, but if they phone it in, we should probably start a whole new, like, number.
Okay, so back to Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
What now? It goes. How many times? It happens a few times a year.
It happens
right?
about 3 to 4 times a year.
And it sucks.
And it lasts for 2.5 to a little over 3 weeks every time it happens. I'm looking here to see when Mercury went. Hand me that book right there. I think it went retrograde in July. I've got it.
It seems like it's going on forever. So
I know.
So you shouldn't really make big decisions or sign contracts or
do not sign contracts under Mercury retrograde. It went retrograde on July 25th in Leo, and it goes direct on August 18th.
My God, it's still like weeks away.
No, it's next week. What's today? Today's the 12th.
No, today's not the 12th. Today's the 9th.
Oh,
you're in the wrong century there. Is that stone tablet? Let's get
yeah. Hey, I'm in Russia. I'm in Vodkaville. Okay?
Yeah, today's the 9th.
Oh, yeah, today's the 9th. Okay, so we have like the 18th.
Nine days. Of
I know, it seems like an eternity.
I just, you know, I needed to get off of my farm in a hurry. Lightning storm, lightning hit the tree, tree falls over the road. Okay? I'm driving here to do the show, stopping to get our lunch. Want to get it here hot? My tire light goes on.
Oh!
And we've already had blowout experience together.
Oh, we sat on the road for a few hours that time.
Yeah. We started out 6'2" and sizzled down to 5 foot nothing. We were sizzling in the freaking sun waiting for them to come and change a tire.
He was a nice guy.
He was a very nice guy. And Rich, actually, I could have done myself, but they tighten the stupid things with
those bolts. Because they go, use those machines.
Oy. Well, anyway, we got a letter from someone about talking about Mercury in retrograde. Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I never believed in Mercury in retrograde, but I'm starting to think there's something to it. Definitely. I'm stuck in neutral, too young for the rocking chair, too old for a mini skirt and a disco ball.
Hey, did you write that?
I feel like I can't get out of my own way. You ladies seem to have it going on in spite of your ages.
What the? If I could find black Spanx that goes from my ankle to my waist.
A full body Spanx?
I could do a mini skirt. Okay. I possibly.
No, you have good legs. What is your secret? Wait a minute. In spite of our ages. What's your secret? Signed hopeless, but not helpless. I hope you're not within shoe range, because I don't like this in spite of your age.
She throws her shoes.
Yeah.
Remember that shoe that went towards George Bush?
There you
go. She was in the audience.
I was in the back of the room.
That was her shoe.
Yeah. Hopeless, but not. Okay. Too old for a mini skirt and a disco ball.
Okay, so what are they saying? Let me read that again.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to seek sage old lady advice.
Have a drink. Well, let me tell you, little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I never believed in Mercury retrograde, but I am starting to think there is something to it. I am stuck in neutral. The rocking chair. I feel like I can't get out of my own way. You ladies seem to have. Okay, this is the thing about Mercury retrograde. There are 12 signs in the zodiac. Right now, Mercury retrograde happens to be in Leo. If any of you are Leos,
wow.
And then when it says retrograde means going backwards. And when you look at the planets in the heavens and they're all moving and circulating the earth, what happens is that Mercury goes stationary. And Mercury, which is the messenger of the gods, which means he carries information. So when Mercury goes stationary, he looks like he's going backwards, but actually all the other planets are slowly passing him by. So he appears to be going backwards, but it's stationary, which means things go stagnant. So communication gets really fucked up. You ever have a conversation with somebody and a few weeks later you talk to them and they go, I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, yeah, you did. No, I didn't. You said, and you go, no, I said, that's a perfect Mercury retrograde conversation. You ever never sign a contract, anything legal on a Mercury retrograde, because inevitably when it goes direct, you're not going to be very happy with what you signed.
Now,
unless it is already in motion
before the retrograde.
Before the retrograde. Lots of people sign movie contracts, real estate contracts under a retrograde. That's because the deal was already set before
it was in motion.
Mercury went into motion. And being in Leo, Leo rules entertainment. Leo rules, it's the king of the jungle, right? So, I mean, there's a reason why MGM has a lion up there roaring. Leo, think of the Leo people in your life. They're very big. They're very magnanimous. They think big. They're big thinkers. So, and also their egos are big.
Uh-huh.
So when you have Mercury retrograde in Leo, it rules some of the big things in your life, your big thinking. So communication is really important. And I think I'm drunk.
I think she's gone off the rails. I'm watching you like pearls of wisdom are coming out of your mouth, and I can barely hear you.
It's take those things out of your ears.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, then you'll be able to hear anything. But Mercury retrograde is really can mess you up. If you're going to have car trouble on the 405, it's going to happen on a retrograde. You know, you're really going to get slammed. If you're trying to get something through, the best thing they say during a retrograde is research and writing. So during a retrograde, do not commit to anything and do your research and get your ducks in a row on a retrograde before you act.
You know, I'm not even certain, hopeless but not helpless, I'm not even certain that Mercury is your problem. I think your way of thinking is your problem. You think because you have less in front of you than you do behind you that the story's over.
Oh.
See, you want to know what our secret is? Our secret is we're fabulous and we know we still have a lot of story to go. You need to change the way you think.
Right.
Now, I understand the stuck in neutral because we've talked about in a creative degree, we feel kind of stuck in neutral right now. But
that's a good place to be if you look at it positively, because you're in neutral because you have to stop and think.
I never thought about it that way.
You have to stop.
Yeah.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going round. You've got to stop and you have to think about where you are and where you want to go and get your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, neutral is good. I mean, neutral is kind of a safe place to be. You know, when you're in your car, when we used to drive sticks, you know, you put the car in neutral because you're waiting to put it in first.
And you're not zooming ahead too fast, and you're not going in reverse necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, which I think people past a certain age tend to go in reverse. You know, I'm guilty of it too. I've seen women, not so much men, because men always think they got it going on, you know, from the time they're 5 to the time they're 95. But I think that it's harder for women, and I've seen women who try too hard, and I've seen women who don't try hard enough.
Right.
So it's like, if you're happy not trying hard enough and you're happy, or if you're happy trying too hard, mazel tov. It's your thing to do.
She's not Jewish, by the way.
No, but I love saying mazel tov.
It's like a mazel tov cocktail.
It is, yeah. I could light that thing and throw it. But, you know, being too young for the rocking chair and too old for a miniskirt and a disco ball, I get where you're coming from. And
hey, Halloween comes around. You can always get on a miniskirt and a disco ball.
And carry those disco balls.
Exactly.
Swing them from your earlobes. I get all that. I just think it's such a state of mind. Like I read
you're
an
right.
article.
You're right.
Why do some women age worse than other women? Why do some women, because you see some women and go, how old are they? And they go, I'm 42. And like, you know.
Stay out of the sun.
Yeah. You know, it's like, but I also think it's a frame of mind. It's the state of your being. It's how you feel about how you're reacting to everything around you.
Yes.
You know, if you react to everything around you like, you know, you're a step away from the depends aisle, then that's, you know, how... might have been a wrong analogy. You know, that's how you're going to think about everything. You know, I think it has to do with if you stop learning or if you stop being curious, that's when you get old.
It's that inner child thing.
Yep. Yep.
It's that inner child thing.
Yep. And you tap into the fact that you can still be curious and you can still have a sense of wonder. If you don't have a sense of wonder and you're not curious, you're finished. You know, your elastic stockings around the corner. I mean, as we sip our giant, I just want you to know this is like a quart-sized Moscow Mule. She can't handle her ice.
They're these beautiful 1940s
etched glass.
Water. Yeah. They're water goblets.
Yes.
And I said,
they're full.
I don't have copper.
Yeah. It's copper. Like a triple. I'm not going to lie.
No, I didn't put that much fondant.
Okay. Yeah. My upper lip is hopefully bee stung. I don't know. You know, it's such a, I think as I get older, I'm less quick to judge someone for how they promote themselves. And when they, by promoting themselves, I mean like their appearance, their, how they carry themselves.
There's a lot of pressure on us women for our appearance. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my nipples aren't pointing south. They may be southwest. I'm not sure.
Or east-west, even worse.
Yes, I mean.
Or none.
There's a lot of pressure on women,
mm-hmm.
really, no matter what your age is, whether you're 18 or 16, 20s, in your 30s, 40s, about keeping the youth vital
mm-hmm.
in our looks.
I almost think that the phrase anti-aging is an oxymoron. It's almost wrong.
Mm.
Anti-aging cream. No, instead it should be a benefiting phrase. You know what I mean? It should be an uplifting, positive thing, like you know, wrinkle erase, you know, not anti-aging, because aging is really a privilege. And a lot of people are denied
that
privilege.
There's wisdom that comes with aging.
Yeah. You know, like smart enough to know we don't drink 1 gallon of Moscow Mules and go to work the next day. But
get in the car. I was going through my Facebook today asking, well, I haven't checked in a little while, and I put something up. And I thought, well, I'll go through my feed. You know, I only have a couple of thousand friends, of which maybe I love you all. I really do. I mean, you're great people.
Okay, Pinocchio.
Oh,
keep moving.
Oh, my nose is hitting the microphone. Anyway, 5 times I came up these B actresses from television. I found the cream that's going to get rid of my wrinkles. Then there's the gorgeous tall gay guy who does everybody's makeup for magazines. The rollerball.
Oh, yeah.
It. Everything's on the neck. And I'm thinking like, I don't know, that's $89. I think I'll check into it.
I actually checked that out too.
Did you really? Yeah. I said, that's pretty good. And then I went online. I wanted to see, how long does it last? Does it last for a photo shoot, or does it last for a week, or if you use it every day, will it last? No answer.
Yeah.
I couldn't find out. So obviously he does it for photo shoots.
Yeah.
Right. And it is impressive if the photos are what they say they are. And then there's the for your hands.
Oh yeah.
There's the hands, the cream, there's the crepe cream. There's the wrinkle cream.
Well, I actually tried crepe erase.
No, you didn't.
Just curious. Not that I had that crepey. Oh, yeah. Well,
we have to do that for MAM.
Oh, you know.
We have to
test it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, it's like putting on a, what's that stuff in Crisco? It's like freaking Crisco. Yeah, you lather yourself up with Crisco and the light's going to bounce off of you like a freaking torch. Nothing's going to look like a wrinkle because you're going to be flat with Crisco. It's horrible.
Yeah, but what about your clothes? Does it get on your clothes?
Well, I wasn't clothed when I put it on, but, you know, it did absorb, but it was like, you felt...
Your skin couldn't breathe, right?
Slippery. You know,
get rid of your creperie.
You know, it's just, but then everybody and their brother has the filter on their selfies where they make their skin look like freaking porcelain.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, stop it.
Yeah, you know, I think back to Doris Day. I remember someone saying like, oh yeah, they put that special filter on her, which was, you know, on the camera. And I said, well, what was it? It was like, it was an athletic sock. And then when I used to take photos of these actresses, I would have pantyhose. I would put pantyhose with an elastic band over the lens, which really worked great for some
I
of
bet.
These older women. And I got into like, we put black pantyhose over it with it. It even worked better. It's insane. So whether it's an athletic sock or it's crepe or race, we women are constantly put on the spot to think about what we look like.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's exhausting.
It is.
And, you know, I oh yeah, it's real cool to say, well, I got this line because I sat outside the hospital room waiting for my son who survived, and I got this frown from, you know, all those stories are all great, but come on, girls, we all want to look freaking good. We don't want to look like a freaking Sharpay.
Yeah, we do.
You know, so where's the fine line? No pun intended. You know, how do we evolve as women without getting sucked into the vortex of beauty?
I think it gets back to exactly what you were saying. It's all in the mind. We have to embrace who we are, what we've been through, what we look like. And I'm not saying don't go out and spend $300 on some face cream that makes you feel good and actually does great for your skin. I'm just saying, like, is this going to make your mind in the right place of how you feel about yourself?
Even if you're deceiving yourself, but it works. It's like a prophylactic response. But hey, listen, I got a bunch of saddles and I use saddle food on them, and they do. You're because of the prophylactic.
Yeah,
her mind, people, her mind. It's my cross to bear. You know, I put this stuff on my saddles and the leather does become nicer. So there,
what is it? What is
it's
it?
It's not for human consumption.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, so there's probably is something to being slathered up and, you know.
Yeah, slathery. Yeah.
Slather. You know.
Just rub me like an old saddle, baby.
Would be better if you had a slatherer. Slather me and ride me. That's another show.
Ow!
All right, hey, let's throw the runes. We got into this the last time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you really want to?
I want to throw the runes, yeah.
Okay, the runes. The runes are, my God, I guess they came about in the year 1100 or something. And they're Viking runes, and written by a great guy, Ralf Blum,
who personalized his book
to
you.
He personalized his book to me. I don't particularly like the rune he picked for me, but that was many years ago. I've since evolved.
She's up-runed.
So is my skin. Love every wrinkle. Love every wrinkle.
As long as it's on
embrace
someone else.
Every.
All right.
You know, I was watching TMC last night, and they're doing a Jeanette McDonald Nelson Eddy thing.
Oh well.
Which is fantastic. So I said, okay, I'm gonna sit here and watch them again on Wikipedia. Well, it turns out that Jeanette McDonald never had any children. She was set and signed for The Sound of Music to do Climb Every Mountain.
You're kidding.
No. Set and signed to do Climb Every Mountain in The Sound of Music. She had a heart attack at 61.
Oh, my
So this
word.
Other woman stepped in, something Wood, I forget her name.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to let you pick it.
All right.
Stick your hand in there and...
I picked it. All right, now what do I do?
Just snap it down right there. Let's have a look. Oh, it's like a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay, the one that she's picked... Let me look at that. Ah, it's called wholeness.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not talking about a glass of milk.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about, let's see what we're talking about.
And it makes a difference if they're upside down.
Oh,
or...
yeah. But this one in particular is one way.
Okay.
Some of them are only one way.
Ah.
This rune stands for wholeness. It's life forces and the sun's energy. It embodies the impulse towards self-realization and indicates the path you must follow, not from ulterior motives, but from the core of your individuality.
Everything I'm about is an ulterior motive. What the hell does that mean?
Open your ears.
Okay.
Take the potatoes out
Take
of your ears.
Mine. All right.
Seeking after wholeness is the spiritual warrior's quest. And yet, what you are striving to become in actuality is what you, by nature, already are.
Marvelous? Does it
yeah,
say marvelous right
you're
after?
You're marvelous, you bitch. You must become conscious of your essence and bring it into form. Express it in a creative way.
Okay.
Well, Jesus, if only I had the time. A rune of great power, making life force available to you. This rune marks a time for regeneration right down to the cellular level.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Change
yeah.
of the foot. Although this rune has no reversed position, there's reason for caution.
Of course.
And
there,
now
Murphy's
you tell
Law.
Me.
Yeah.
Now
there we go.
Now there's a warning.
There we go.
You may see fit to withdraw, to retreat in the face of a pressing situation, especially if events or people are demanding that you expend your energy now.
Makes sense.
It does, considering what's going on in your arena. Know that such a retreat is a retreat in strength, and that it can indicate the need for a voyage inward, for centering, for balance. Timely retreat is among the skills of the spiritual warrior. At the same time, for some, this rune counsels opening yourself up. Oh, yeah. She hates that. Letting the light into a part of your life that has been secret and shut away. To accomplish this may call for profound recognitions, for admitting to yourself something that you have long denied.
Oh, I think we hit on it, folks.
Oh, gee.
I might as well just eat this room.
Don't do that. Then I'll be missing it.
You'll be missing the room.
Plus, I'd have to watch your poop as you can so I can get it back. I'm going to skip that part. While reciting this particular
Little prayer,
visualize the sun's rays streaming forth into the world, entering your own heart, and then streaming out from your heart center back into the world. This is a powerful and life-enhancing prayer. I'm going to read it. You, who are the source of all power, whose rays illuminate the whole world, illuminate also my heart, so that it too can do your work.
Okay.
Again, there's caution here not to give yourself airs. This hoity-toity.
That's all I am, is airs.
Even in a time of bountiful energy, you are required to face and vanquish your refusal to let right action flow through you. Nourish this capacity, for it is a mark of true humility.
Okay, obviously we went straight down the tubes here with the humility part, but okay.
Listen, you know, you look deep enough, you'll find humility. Practice the art of doing without doing. Aim yourself truly, and then maintain your aim without manipulative effort. For by our own power, we do nothing. Even in loving, it is love that loves through us. This way of thinking and being integrates new energies and permits you to flow into wholeness, which is the ultimate goal of the spiritual warrior.
Okay. You know what? I'm putting away my tiny violin now.
Oh, my God. I'm
such a cynic, aren't I?
You're such a cynic.
I am.
This was incredible spiritual advice for you to open up your heart.
And let the sun shine in.
I saw that play.
Let the sun shine in. Well, we are running out of time.
Oh, lucky for you.
Yeah, good thing, because we might have been, I might have been the first runaholic to turn in her rune stone, throw the stones through the window. But I do find it interesting, and I do find it that some of those points were made at this point in my life. So
that's okay. As long as you get 2 of the points out of 20, you're doing good.
There you go. All right, we got to say adios.
No.
Yeah, goodbye. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequist, and this has been
Love Burns.
Burns.